Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Christian belief has to all intents and purposes vanished in Ireland. So says the says Archbishop Dermot Farrell, head of the Dublin Catholic Archdiocese. He was speaking in a new interview with Shielta, the journal of the seminary at St. Patrick's College in Maynooth. He also said the crisis of faith was most acute amongst younger people. Well, Archbishop Dermot Farrell, good afternoon to you. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac, and good afternoon to your listeners.
You were speaking, in my opinion, quite frankly. What exactly were you saying when you say there's a crisis of faith in the church?
Well, what I was saying was that there's a crisis of faith in the church. The church is basically, if we understand it, as a community of disciples, and that community is largely made up of laity with a small numbers of priests. But the numbers of priests have dwindled, the number of seminarians have dwindled, and, you know, that situation is particularly acute. And I suppose it can be traced back, to the, you know, the lack of faith, lack of practice of faith among young people. That, you know, when you go into your church on a Sunday, if you look at the population that are there, you'd say to yourself, well, where would you expect the vocations to come from out of that particular cohort of people?
Do you think it's a lack of faith in the church as an organisation, or a lack of faith in the religion itself?
I think it's a lack of, well, maybe it's a bit of both. It's certainly a lack of faith, you know, in terms of how we understand our faith, you know, the living faith and prayer, connection to God, and which always manifests itself. A deep faith will manifest itself in public prayer. And that public prayer is not there at the moment among a large cohort of our younger people. And I suppose what we really need, the challenge is that there is a crisis, and crisis always demands creativity. And what I think we need to be doing is probably we need to evangelize, if you like, the human culture or even the cultures that we find in Ireland.
And so what does that mean, sorry?
Well, it means that you know, going out to meet people where they're at, you know, rather than just applying a thin veneer. In other words, maybe we should ask ourselves, you know, the question. Sometimes, you know, say, where in life you talk about healthy eating as a response to hunger. So in the life of faith, for example, we might be better exploring what the hunger is rather than telling people that they need to eat.
So you mean, Archbishop, and I think I'm paraphrasing now because I don't have the direct quote in front of me, but it's less about asking people to go to Mass and it's about meeting people on the front line somewhere. Is that it?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that we can't. It's not just about telling people to go to Mass. It has to be something deeper than that, because that is a kind of, if you like, the veneer that has in some sense cracked. And
the generations of Irish people, and you don't have to go back very far at all, who, and it was drilled into them by the church that going to Mass was paramount.
Well, it was drilled in, but the problem, I think, there, Cormac, was below the surface. There was no real depth of, you know, faith. There was no depth of connection to the Lord. So you had this, what I would call like a thin veneer, and when that cracked, you were on very thin ice, and you just sank in a sense into the morass of, you know, the water, and got people just drifted away. So there is that.
That's
need.
The type of Catholicism that older Irish Catholics had been practicing up until now. Is that it?
No, well, I think there was no depth. Some, you know, people who still had there are people obviously who deepened that faith. They had a prayer life. And the prayer life is the lifeblood of faith. So if you're not praying, it's highly unlikely you're going to celebrate the sacrament, because they come out of a very deep prayer life. So if you're not, you know, in some sense, you know, understanding your scriptures, letting those take root in your life, then you're really not going to just, you know, go to Mass once a week for 15, 20 minutes or half an hour.
And I don't want to be in any way flippant about this, but it's very interesting what you say, because you're reimagining the church and how the church organises itself. And when I say I don't mean to be flippant, what came into my mind was it's almost like a business or an organisation reorganising itself to meet different demands. But if you're not going to Mass then, how do you engage with your flock?
Well, maybe you need to go out where, you know, where the flock are. You need to go out and meet the flock in different ways. You know, that in terms of in different venues, like in church, if you're not meeting them in church, where do you meet them? You meet them in universities, for example. So there are opportunities there to evangelize. You meet them through, you can do it, you know, nowadays we think of all the various ways that people connect through literature, through theater, and so on. These are all ways that you can evangelize the culture today.
And are you saying then that, this is just an example off the top of my head, since you mentioned universities, that on Freshers' Week, for example, or Clubs and Societies Day in university, that the church might have a stall and you're not pushing the message, but you're saying this message is here for you if you want it, something like that?
Something like that. But also what I think we need to realize is that faith involves a change of life and a change of lifestyle. And, you know, that has to come about in some way. And that's not happening, you know, in terms of where we're at the moment. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we need to really, really apply our minds to. And I suppose in the end of the day, you know, you think, for example, about the Lord. What was his great gift? His great gift was to go out to whet the appetite of people for a life. And that's what drew people to him. And you know, we have to try to draw people into that greater life, yeah. the life of the church. I think we have to ask people, you know, for example, for vocations. I think of my own vocation. You know, where did that come from? Because somebody asked me to think about it.
And sometimes
we don't have the courage today to ask, you know, a young person to think about vocation to the priesthood.
And what would you say then to a young person if you asked that young person to consider the priesthood? And the young person said, look, society, in my opinion, has moved on. The church doesn't treat LGBTQ people equally, in his or her opinion. And I was let down by how you treated sex abuse survivors, for example, or how the church treated sex abuse survivors. And I know that's something you referenced yourself in your interview. How would you respond to that person?
Well, you know, I think things have changed. The church now didn't respond well to survivors of church abuse in the past, but there certainly nowadays the church responds immediately if we receive a complaint about child sex abuse. If that happens, that's a pretty much immediate response in cooperation with the civil authority. So there is an immediate response there.
But in terms of LGBTQ and women, for example, those categories of people feel discriminated against in the church, don't they? So in the reimagining of the institution, in your opinion, should that change?
Yes, I think there has to be an outreach to the LGBT community, and that certainly is changing in the church, that there is an outreach to people of the LGBT community who want to be involved in church life, and that's a welcome change. It wasn't, I suppose, in the past a welcoming place, and we do need to do that. We need also to rediscover our roots. Mm-hmm. You know, we are a Christian country. We have deep, there is our roots of faith there, and that takes time to do that.
Okay.
To do it deep, it's not going to be done in an instant, you know, or indeed, if you're talking about the vocation to the Christian life, that takes a long, long time.
Okay.
Because
well,
what is the heart? What's the heart of faith? The heart of faith is knowing Christ, and that's, and if you don't know him, then, you know, the faith ultimately will wither and die.
Archbishop, the clock is against us, unfortunately. We'd love to have more time to parse some of what you say, but we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Drive Time. That's Archbishop Dermot Farrell.